Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, I'm here to bring you an encouraging word in the Lord, to encourage you and to give you understanding how we can live for Jesus in these last days and what Jesus has accomplished for us. And today I want to talk about shaking. You know, there's a lot of shaking going on in the world. We hear a lot about the war in Israel. We've seen the war between Russia and Ukraine, a terrible war that's shaking two countries. But those are two big wars we hear about. There are 38 other small wars that are happening all over the world. Just in the last days, there'll be many wars and rumors of wars, and it's a sign of the end time. So that's part of the shaking that's happening in our world today. So we're having political shaking that's happening, wars that are happening. We're having economic shaking, economy, things are getting more expensive. There's a lot of things we're not can't get anymore. There's economic shaking happening all over the world. We had health shaking with when we went through COVID. It was a big health shaking that caused a lot of problems all over the world. We have family units being shaken. So there's a lot of shaking going on. You probably experienced some shaking in your life. Things that go on in our lives and in our countries and in the world that is upsetting everything. And those are shakings. And I want to talk about those today. And I want to begin by looking at a scripture in Hebrews 12, 25 through 29 that talks about shaking. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. And want to see how do we respond in the midst of all the shaking and problems that we're having in our world today. And in Hebrews 12, 25, it says, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape him who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice shook the earth," that is the voice of God. He's talking about God speaking, "whose voice," the voice of God, "shook the earth. But now he promised, saying," God promised, "saying, yet once more I, God, will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things which are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us by have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." So the writer of Hebrews here gives two reasons for the shaking. And we're going to look at both of those today. And he says, don't refuse him who speaks. For when he speaks, he shook heaven and earth. That's one of the reasons the shaking happened, is God is speaking. When God speaks, things happen. Things change when God speaks. Because the word of God has powerful. Not just the word in the Bible, what God speaks has powerful. Is powerful. See, God spoke and created everything in the world. So God has power to speak and create things and make things happen by what he speaks. But the other reason which we want to look at first for the shaking, he says, "I will shake not only the earth and the heavens." It's going to shake up the earth, going to shake the politics, governments, going to shake economies, going to shake everything in the earth, because he says he's going to shake these things once more, indicating the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, man-made. So he's going to shake things that are man-made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we received the kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us serve God with reverence. And so the shaking is going to happen. It's going to shake everything that is man-made, everything that we make in the earth. All our systems in the earth, everything that's in the earth. It's not talking about your house especially, but it's talking about everything that is going to be shaken. But that which is established by God, so that which cannot be shaken is from God. And so we need to make a shift in our lives and build our lives on Jesus Christ and build our lives the way Jesus wants us to build our lives so that we will not be shaken in all that's going on in the world today. And when I think about shaking, I think about an earthquake. Now, in February of this year, we saw, probably you saw many pictures in Turkey of the earthquake that happened in February in Turkey that destroyed many buildings and houses. Many people were killed in that earthquake. And I remember an earthquake that happened in the country of Haiti. Haiti is a country that's close to the U.S., and I was a missionary in Haiti from 1978 to 1987 before I came and moved and became a missionary in Kenya for 8 years. And I started three Bible schools when I was in the country of Haiti for three different organizations. Then my younger brother graduated from Bible college, and he came down and joined me working in Haiti. I left Haiti and came to Kenya, but my brother and his wife stayed in Haiti, and they work in Haiti until today. But in January of 2010, they had a big earthquake in the country of Haiti, just like the earthquake that they happened in Turkey. And it happened close, the earthquake happened close to the capital city of Haiti, which is the city of Port-au-Prince. At that time, it was a city of about 1 million to 2 million people. And it was a very developed city. Most of the buildings downtown Port-au-Prince were concrete buildings that were 3 and 4 stories high. Businesses in these buildings, apartments in these buildings, all kinds of. And it was a very developed area downtown Port-au-Prince. And the earthquake struck close to Port-au-Prince, and so everything in Port-au-Prince shook. And almost all the buildings in downtown Port-au-Prince collapsed. Now, there were buildings all over the nation, houses and everything. They say about 30,000 commercial buildings, that is 2 and 3 story buildings, collapsed, and about 250,000 homes collapsed in Port-au-Prince and around Port-au-Prince. And in the process of these buildings collapsing, about 300,000 people died in about 30 seconds of the earthquake. And what caused so many people to die in this earthquake was these concrete buildings that were in downtown Port-au-Prince that were 3 and 4 stories high. When the earthquake happened and shook these buildings, they collapsed flat. The top floor collapsed on the lower floor. Each floor collapsed flat. And it just smashed down and instantly killed everybody in those buildings. There were so many people who were instantly killed that the blood was flowing down the streets from all the people who were killed in the building. Why did all these concrete buildings collapse? They were made of steel and concrete. They looked like they were very strong. They were very beautiful buildings. But there was a problem in these buildings because they looked beautiful, they looked strong, but there had been compromise in these buildings. And the people who constructed the buildings, because of corruption and compromise, they had not used the quality of steel bars that they should use. They used smaller steel bars, and they used many steel bars they should in the building. They used a poor quality cement, and they mixed too much sand in the cement, so the cement was very poor quality. And so when everything was good, these buildings looked very strong. They look very beautiful, but when the shaking happened from the earthquake, because they weren't built correctly, they all collapsed down, and these 300,000 people died because people had compromised and been because of corruption and compromise in the building of these buildings. And you see, oftentimes in our lives, we compromise with the world. And when we compromise with the world, it brings a weakness into our lives. And so, you know, there's a shaking happening in the world today, and we're going to find out who is going to stand in the shaking and who's not going to stand. And that which is made by man, and according to Hebrews 12, that which is made by man will collapse, and people's lives will be destroyed. But that which is built by God and built on God will survive the shaking that's going to happen in our world. We're already seeing the shaking, but the shaking is going to increase. And why is the shaking going to increase? Because God is preparing for the return of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is not coming back for a weak church that is compromised, but he's coming back for a strong church that is built upon Jesus Christ, that does not compromise, And that is the kind of church Jesus is coming back for. And that's the kind of Christians that Jesus is coming back for. Christians that will not compromise, churches that will not compromise. So we need to prepare ourselves for the shaking, and we need to build our lives on Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 6, verse 47 through 48, Luke 6, we'll begin with verse 46. And this is what Jesus says in Luke 6, 46. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat against the house, it could not be shaken. The house could not be shaken, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard my word and did nothing is like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation on the rock. Against when the stream beat against the house, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. See, so Jesus says here, there is a shaking coming, and those who build on the rock of Jesus Christ will not be shaken. But those who build on earth or sand, their houses will collapse. See, now both houses may look beautiful and strong. Now, my brother's house, my brother had a four-story house in Port-au-Prince, but my brother's house did not collapse. It did not suffer any damage because my brother did not compromise in building his house. He built it according to the laws, rules for building houses, so it withstood the earthquake because he built it correctly. And so here we see that Jesus says our house must be built upon the rock. Jesus is the rock. The Word of God is the rock. We cannot build our lives on earth because earth moves, earth changes. See, when an earthquake comes, the earth moves. Rocks don't move. Earth moves. And so when a house is built on earth, it moves in an earthquake, and so the house can't move, and the house collapses. And so, you know, in the houses in Haiti, they compromised in building the houses, and so they did not stand the earthquake, they collapsed. So he says they must build on the rock, and they must dig deep in the rock. And he said they do that by hearing the word of God and doing the word of God. He says someone who hears the word of God and does what I tell him to do, he is like a person who built his house on the rock and dug deep in the rock. See, our foundation needs to be on Jesus Christ, but our foundation needs to be in Jesus Christ. You need to dig deep in the Word of God, because the Word of God does not change. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. See, there are many people who don't even take time to read the Word or listen to the Word, and there are many people who don't take time to do what the Word of God tells them to do. They follow the example of the world. And the thing is, the world is always changing. The way things the world does things is always changing. What was acceptable last generation, what was not acceptable in the last generation, is acceptable in this generation. People are doing all kinds of wicked things in our world, and they say it's acceptable to live these different kinds of wicked lifestyles. See, we cannot compromise with the world. And we may have looked very good. There are people who, Christians, who look very good. And they may look like they're very religious. You know, in Jesus' day, there were the scribes and Pharisees. Oh, they were the teachers of the Word of God. They knew the Word of God. They could quote the Word of God. They were the leaders of the church in Jesus' day. But Jesus said, no, you know the Word of God, but you don't do the Word of God. He says, you're like a cup, like you put a cup of soup in or drink a cup of chai. And he says, your cup is very clean on the outside, but it's filled with dirt on the inside. He says, you're like a tomb where you bury people. You're nice and painted and beautiful on the outside, but inside you're filled with dead man's bones. What is happening there? they build, people build very nice lives that look very strong, but when the shaking happens, they don't stand. I have a pastor friend of mine who has a church, had a church of about 5,000 people. He was a church that believed in faith. They preached faith. They believed God to do great things. But when COVID came, everyone ran away. People quit coming to church. People stayed home. Why? Because they were afraid if they came to church, they would get COVID. Now, they looked like they had great faith, but they didn't have great faith. They had faith when things were going good. They had faith when they had a good job. They had faith when they were in good health. But when COVID came, their faith just disappeared. Their faith collapsed because it was built and it looked good, but it was not built firmly upon Jesus Christ. It was built upon their success. It was built upon their importance. It was built upon their position. It was built upon their money. It was built on all kinds of other things, but it wasn't built firmly on Jesus Christ. Because when your life is built on Jesus Christ, you will not be shaken. Jesus said, those who hear my word and do my word, they will not be shaken. But those who hear my word and don't do it, their lives will collapse when the shaking comes. You know, God wants us to prepare for the shaking that's coming. We've been through some shaking already, and that should be a warning to you to get into God's word. Build your life on God's word. People say, well, I have a hard time understanding God's word. No, just read God's word. Meditate on God's word. In Psalms chapter 1, David said, those who meditate or think about God's word day and night, they're going to prosper. They're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that give fruit in their season. Their leaf is not withered. Why? Because that tree is planted by water. And so even though drought may come and it doesn't rain and the heat gets bad, they will still be fresh and strong trees because they're planted by the river. The river of water. Jesus said, out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. That's what he told the Samaritan woman. Living water comes from Jesus Christ. When we plant our lives in Jesus Christ, when we live for Christ. See, living for Christ is doing things God's way, not our way. And it's knowing the word of God. I knew a friend of mine who had trouble reading and understanding things. And he said, I can't read and understand the Bible. I said, just start reading it. So he read and read and read. He started reading and reading the Bible. He was reading the Bible 2 or 3 hours a day. And his mind, God began to restore his mind. And God gave him what they call a photographic memory. He could remember everything. And because he spent all his time reading the Word, God restored his memory. And you could say, what is John 8:7 saying? He could tell you what he said. Or he could say, what does Exodus 5:13 say? And he could recite. He could recite any scripture verse in the Bible. And he became an evangelist. He never needed to carry a Bible because he knew the whole Bible by heart. Because the Bible had changed his life. The Bible had renewed his mind. It had transformed his life. See, God wants to transform our lives, and that begins with the Word of God. So the first thing we need to do is build our lives upon Jesus Christ. Dig deep into Jesus Christ. Dig deep into the Word of God. Make Jesus the Lord of our life. See, it says there back in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26, he says, shake not only heaven and earth, but yet once more I remove all things that cannot be shaken that are man-made. The things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. See, that's the kingdom of Jesus Christ. See, there are kingdoms of this world. The kingdoms of this world are going to come down. But the kingdom of Jesus Christ cannot be shaken. Where is the kingdom of Jesus Christ? Jesus said the kingdom of God has not come from observation. It's not a building. It's not a program. The kingdom of God is within you. And if the kingdom of God is in you, then Jesus is the king of your life. And if your life, if the kingdom of God is in you, not in the church, the kingdom of God is in you, your life cannot be shaken. You'll still have love, joy, and peace. God will provide for you. Your life will not be shaken because your life is in Jesus Christ. When we are born again, we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You know, when you're in the house, no one can see you. All they can see is your house. Your house is your protection for you. It's because you're in the house. The rain, the storms, and everything can't get to you because you're in the house. When you're in Christ, nothing can get to you. So our kingdom is in Christ. He says, we receive when we are built upon Jesus Christ. When our life is in Jesus Christ, we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And so we need to have faith and confidence that when our life is in Christ, when we build our lives in Christ, and we build our lives the way Christ wants us to build our lives, we will not be shaken. The second reason he gives to enable us not to be shaken is in the first part of that scripture verse of Hebrews 12:25. We want to look at the second reason thing that keeps us from being shaken. And he says there, see that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice shook the earth. And what is he talking about? He talks about, yes, this happened in the past. He's talking about what happened to the children of Israel in the wilderness in Exodus chapter 20. And God had delivered Israel out of Egypt, out of the bondage of sin and Satan, and God had brought them into the wilderness because God wanted to reveal himself to them. See, in Egypt, they only knew the gods of Egypt. Egypt is like the world. They only knew the ways of Egypt. They only knew the ways that we don't see. Before we're saved, we only know the ways of the world. We only know where the way the world does things. And sometimes when Christian people get saved, they get delivered by the power and blood of Jesus Christ out of the world, but they still have the world in them. They still think like the world because they haven't, their minds have not been transformed by the word of God. And so they're born again, but they still act and think like the world. Those people can be shaken. But he said that, but Israel, God brought them into the wilderness, and God brought them to a mountain called Mount Sinai in the wilderness, and God wanted to reveal himself to them. So God, in all his power, came down upon Mount Sinai. Smoke and fire covered the mountain. The mountain shook like an earthquake. And God spoke with an audible voice to the people of Israel, so they could hear his voice with their natural ears. Why did he want to do that? Because the gods of this world never speak to us. The gods, the idols don't speak. The gods of other religions don't speak because the gods of other religions have died. The leaders of other religions have died. But Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive. Jesus speaks today. And so God spoke from heaven. And in Exodus chapter 20, it says, now the people witnessed the thundering and lightning, Exodus 20 verse 18. They witnessed the thunder and lightning and flashing the sound of trumpet and the mountains smoking, and the people saw and they trembled and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, you speak with us, we will hear, but let not God speak to us, for we will die. See, and Moses said, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you will not sin. See, God spoke to them, so they would and God shook the earth because God wanted them to have a respect for him, the fear and awe and respect and honor for him. But the people, you go back to Exodus 32, and it says the people backed away from the presence of God. And they said, God, you speak to Moses, and then Moses will tell us. But that's not God's plan. God wanted to speak directly to his people because God wanted them to hear. See, we can't depend just upon hearing about God from other people. We need to hear God's voice for ourselves. And so we know the story. You go into Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 through 6. Moses went up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights to receive God's law, the Ten Commandments, to receive God's word. And while he's gone, the people of Israel said, oh, Moses is gone. We don't know what happened to Israel. Let's build a god. Let's make a god. So they went to Aaron and said, make a god for us. And so they made an idol of a calf. And they said, this god has delivered us from Egypt. That wasn't a god. That was just a calf, an idol, something made by man. And they began to worship. And God was angry with them. And God sent Moses down the mountain. And God killed thousands of Israelis because they had worshipped this idol. Why did they worship this idol? Because they refused to hear God's voice for themselves. See, if you don't listen to God's voice, you're going to listen to other people's voices. So we need to learn to listen to God's voice and not other people's voices. See, if you just listen to your pastor's voice, and we need to listen to our pastor's voice, but if you just listen to his voice, what happens when pastor goes away? What happens if you move away from the church? You know, so we need, as believers, we need to know the word of God for ourselves, and we need to hear the word of God for ourselves. We need to hear from God for ourselves. And so God, Hebrews says, is referring to the children of Israel, who refused to hear the voice of God. They backed away from the voice of God, and because of that, they fell into idolatry. And the writer of Hebrews says, see that you not refuse him who speaks. For if they, referring to the children of Israel in the wilderness, if they did not escape judgment, who refused him who spoke on earth. See, God spoke on earth. God spoke with an audible voice to the people of Israel on earth. So they heard his voice with their natural ear. He says, if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? So the one who speaks from heaven is God Almighty. The one who speaks from heaven is Jesus Christ. The reason God brought them into the wilderness and wanted to reveal himself in his power and his glory to them, wanted to give them his law and his word, was to prepare Israel to go into the promised land. But because Israel refused to hear God's voice, Israel failed to enter the promised land. And so today we need to get into the word. We need to hear God's voice so we can survive the shaking and walk in the grace and power of God. See, in the middle of shaking, God wants to reveal his glory and his power through his people in the earth. We live in a time where God's going to prod his spirit. We live in a time where the greatest harvest for people who know and walk according to the word of God and people who hear the voice of God. So I just want to pray for you today that God will encourage your heart, that you'll get into God's word, listen to his word. Allow him to speak through his word. Allow his voice to speak to you. Listen to his Holy Spirit that lives in you. Lord God, I pray for every person. Listen to the voice of hope today, Lord God. May they not be shaken. May they not compromise themselves, Lord God. But may they hear the word, know the word, do the word, and may they hear your voice and walk in your ways so you can display your glory and your power through them so you can bring them into your promises, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you just encourage every person. Listen to the voice of hope today, Lord God. May you do a work in their heart, Lord God. May they commit their lives to you in a deeper way. If they have not accepted you as their Savior, I pray today they will turn their lives over to you and escape the shaking that's happening in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. So I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday. If you miss a program or want to listen to a video podcast of mine, you can go to my website, www.voiceofhopetoday.org, and I post a little teaching every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as well as my radio program on there. Be encouraged in the Lord. Know God is for us and not against us, and we have the victory through Jesus Christ. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.